For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for the least brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today we come to celebrate this wonderful feast of Christ the King, that summation of all the redemptive work of Christ Jesus as he presents that eternal kingdom to the Father, that relationship with God that we are called to experience here and for all eternity. This feast is certainly one that not only is one of joy in anticipation for what Christ has already accomplished, as we are reminded in that second reading today, and our own sharing in that even in, at this time, but it also is a challenge for us for the future as we continue to strive to live as members of the kingdom. So often when we talk about the kingdom of God, we can get the idea that it's all about afterlife. It's all about just when we go to heaven. But really, the kingdom of God is established now. It was established by the King upon the cross, his throne, and through his death and resurrection, he has brought about redemption and that whole new relationship with God. And it is one in which we are called to live today. I really think that the preface for the Mass today is such a beautiful reflection and says that Jesus might accomplish the mysteries of human redemption in making all created things subject to his rule. He might present to the majesty of, to the immensity of your majesty, an eternal, universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. Those are the qualities that we are invited to bring into this world today, for we are people of the kingdom as we live each day in relationship with Christ Jesus, as we strive to put on the mind and the heart of Christ. And obviously that gospel reading today is a tremendous challenge for us, because Jesus there gives us a picture of the last judgment and the judgment to which all of us will be subject. And like those wonderful profs who used to give us the questions before the final exam, Jesus gives us the criteria by which we will be judged. I was hungry, I was naked, I was in prison, I was lost, and you came to love me, you came to care for me, you took care of me in the midst of my need. That is the final exam that all of us will have, is how compassionate have we been to each other The least of the brethren includes those with whom we live, as well as those who maybe are in particular physical or emotional, spiritual need. But it is that challenge for us to truly live as self-giving people, a people who are concerned for others and their welfare, not just for our own. As I said, it's like the professor who gave us the questions before the final exam, that Jesus gives us this criteria by which we will be judged. It was always a little amazing to me that some of my classmates, even though they had the questions in advance, still did pretty poorly on the test. And that can happen to any of us. In fact, that gospel is a challenge to me. How compassionate am I within my life? How much do I really try to reach out to make a difference to others? That's a challenge to me personally, as it should be to each and every one of us. But Jesus is present in our midst. He establishes that beautiful kingdom, that reign of God, by which we are called to put on his mind and his heart and live that out in a sense of compassion and of love. And it is those qualities that will truly bring about the fuller expression of God's kingdom in this world and in eternity. How blessed we are to share in the kingdom of God, to share in a new attitude, a new spirit, a new relationship with God, but one that calls us to truly live it with truth and peace and love.